Everybody's been wild about Big M. If the phone calls tonight are anything to go by, and we have about, I think, 23 minutes before 11 o'clock, and we'll probably be pulling the plug round about that time. So if you want to get a dedication in or give a little message or whatever, have something played, you better get on the phone right away. 40372 is the number, 0004 from the north of Ireland, and 042 the number from the code number from outside the Dundalk dialing exchange area. Saying hello to Debbie again. Debbie was on the phone, and big hello to you, Debbie, comes in from Stevie, and he thanks you for all the calls and all the dedications. He's going to miss you. Some other dedications for all the Mallon family in Dungannon. It says best wishes for the future to all connected with Big M Radio. Thank you very much indeed, the Mallon family in Dungannon. For Patsy Mathers, who's home from England, and we'll see if we can squeeze that particular track in later on. Also saying hello to Elizabeth Carberry, and I don't have any Marty Robbins to hand, Elizabeth, but we'll see what we can do. Continue anyway, in the meantime, with a little bit more music from the swinging 60s. The Honeycombs, Have I the Right?
Have I the right to hold you? You know I've always told you that we must never, ever part. Shivers running down my spine.
Reviving a few memories of the 60s as we approach Zero R. That's the Honeycombs, famous because they had one of the first girl drummers, if my memory serves me correctly, Mr. McSherry.
You have got it on the nail. I thought for a minute there, I was getting sort of confused. I was thinking of Dave Clark there, but it's definitely the Honeycombs.
Right. We used to hand over quite often on a Saturday afternoon. Handing over is where one programme ends and another begins. I used to take over from Ray on a Saturday afternoon around about 5 o'clock, and during the handover period, we would have had a bit of a chat about current trends in music and so on and so forth. Ray, of course, always closely identified with the homegrown programme and the Irish scene, but playing the likes of Roy Buchanan's Sweet Dreams opened my eyes that he's a man of impeccable musical taste. What about your favourites that you've played over the years, Ray?
I wouldn't start to name them, Noel, but I always learn one thing from listening to radio, or indeed been involved with radio. What you do play on a programme mightn't be your own personal preference as regards music. You have to cater for the public who are listening to a programme, and they dictate policy as regards what you do play. But my own particular preference in music would be the 60s music and the 70s format. And what I'm usually out in the car there, I do a lot of 60s stuff back to back on tape. And I will. Now, one particular programme that I do listen to quite often, and it'll be a bad miss. On occasional Sundays there, I would listen to maybe for an hour or so, is the Bebop Gold programme on Sunshine 101 from Dublin. That to me is the ultimate in music. And I think there should be more Golden Oldie programmes on air. In fact, Big T does a good programme there a couple nights a week on Downtown as well. I think it's on Friday night he does the programme. That's the sort of music I'm into, and indeed there's a lot of that stuff that I do play out on the roadshow when I go out, because, okay, country music is nice to listen to on radio, but as regards going to dance, I think maybe even the groups at the present time are coming to that conclusion. I even heard Susan on Junior's programme the other day saying that she had a 60 set up in the Carrickdale there last week, and the floor was jam-packed. Well, I find that as well when I'm out on the road, that country music okay for the first hour and a half, but then when you get into around about 11 o'clock, everybody wants to...
Yeah, I remember one Saturday afternoon we had, you stayed here about half an hour into my programme, and between links we were talking about music, and you were saying that even in places where... there was a very, very hardcore country...
That's quite around Loch Nair, around the Loch Arbo.
Hardcore country feeling for music and taste for music that towards the end of the evening they would take heavy metal just about everything.
I was playing a gig one night away down the country near Arbo, and it's a country area, and country music, everybody's into country music, but it surprised me that particular night that a gang of the people who were there that particular night, around about 11:30, they wanted AC/DC, they wanted Quo, they wanted heavy metal stuff, they wanted 60s, they wanted pop. I was terribly surprised. I always carry a lot of stuff with me, and I was prepared for it. And the biggest one I had, I think, was away even a couple of years ago in Pomeroy Hall for the sports night, when I had entertained a gang of kids between the ages of 11 to 14, and also entertained their father and mother in the same hall, the same gig. So what I did do was I played one set for the kids, and I then played another set for the mummies and daddies.
I thought you were going to say there you played all the 33s at 45.
No. But you got to cater for everybody. And you know yourself, Noel, that everybody has their own particular preference in music. But I do find that you find the common denominator when you play 60s. Even the kids at the present time are listening to 60s.
Right. Well, if I'm going to do something which is very, very unfair. I'm going to say to you, okay, tomorrow afternoon I'm going to cast you away on a desert island.
Right.
The first record that you would take in your 10.
Good question. My top three records.
Mm-hmm. Well, even the first one.
I think the first particular record that I would take would be, Little Richard's. And the reason being I'm saying that, Noel, is Little Richard's music to me reflects, I would say, the 60s. And, probably guys in my age group did grow up during the 60s. And it's the same as maybe reflecting on the Siobhan era. But I find it's not just nostalgia. The reason being that I said earlier on that a lot of the kids are listening to 60s music at the present time. So it must have a common denominator. It must be getting across to them as well, too. Little Richard, to me, is the finest exponent of rock and roll. Jerry Lee Lewis would be another gentleman I would take. And that would be two.
Well, I'm going to ask you one further question. Roy Buchanan, who is a guitarist of... was, unfortunately, he... he's not with us anymore, but a guitarist. And very often whenever I was talking to people who like rock music, blues music, and I say, people would say to me, I play guitar, or try to play guitar. Mm-hmm. People would say, who's your favourite guitarist? I would say Roy Buchanan. They would say, who? Now, tell me one thing which has intrigued me for a very long time. How did you come across the classic Sweet Dreams? Why did that appeal to you?
It's good music.
Just as simple as that?
It's simply as good.
And the first time you ever heard it was?
Way back years ago.
I can remember, actually, the first time I heard it. I was driving along just outside Portadown, and suddenly this came on the air, and I thought, where can I get my hands on that? I subsequently got two or three of his LPs, which I've enjoyed. They're almost played out. Right, Ray, I think we'll get back to a little
60s.
Bit of music. 60s again. This time, one of the big stars of the 60s. In fact, one of the big stars of rock and roll. This is Eddie Cochran.
Now there
three steps to heaven.
Are three
steps to heaven.
Just listen
three steps to heaven.
And you
three
will
steps to heaven.
Plainly see. And as life travels on and things do go wrong, just
three
follow
steps to heaven.
steps one, two, and three. Step one, you find a brotherhood of love. Step two, she falls in love with you. Step three, you kiss and hold her tightly. Yeah, that sure seems like heaven to me. The formula for heaven, very simple. Just follow the rules and you will see. And as life travels on, and things do go wrong, just follow steps one, two, and three. Step one, you find a girlhood of love. Step two, she falls in love with you. Step three, you kiss and hold her tightly. Yeah, that sure seems like heaven to me. Just follow steps one, two, and three.
As one of the big rock stars in the very, very early days, in fact, one of the first guitar heroes, played a big Gretsch White Falcon. Nostalgia time indeed. That's Eddie Cochran, Three Steps to Heaven. Have we any dedications, Junior?
A few here.
Right, would you like to...
One or two here, with one for Marion and Jimmy Gray down in Crossmore Green and Kitty, and they're enjoying the crack. And I'd like to wish everyone here at Big M all the best. Thanks very much, Marion and Jimmy. Unfortunately, we can't see you in Jimmy McCaffrey's tonight. We also have a request. I was talking to Peggy Conway from Maharafelt there on the telephone about 2 minutes ago, and she'd like to wish everyone here all the best, and she'd like to say hello to Granny Taylor and also Joe. I'd like to thank Brendan Quinn, Hugo Duncan, Footloose, and lots of bands who supported Peggy with her fundraising for Action Cancer, and we'd like to wish Peggy, Paddy, Granny Taylor, and Joe all the best for 1989. Back to you, Noel.
Right, thank you very much for those dedications. We also have a few more here which have come in for Judith Curry in Armagh. It says Irish dance music here. I think there's a request for Michael Jackson on that one. We'll see what we can do before the end of the programme. And we have a message from Philomena Begley, who wishes all at Big M a very, very happy new year, and thanks for everything. She enjoyed the show all the way to Ballymena tonight. Indeed, Philomena, thank you very much indeed. A little bit of a tearjerker, I think. At this time of the night, this is Long John Baldry.
I can hear the guitar start to play, and very soon they say I was a fool to turn my love away. And with each glass of wine I feel a glow, and very soon I know I was a fool to let my baby go. So let the anymore. See the couples dancing through the night. They hold each other tight as they dance on and on till the morning light. The soft embraces that they seem to share just make me feel aware of the loneliness I find so hard to bear. So let the heartaches begin. I can't help it, I can't win. I've lost that girl for sure, and tears won't help anymore.
Long John Baldry's Let the Heartaches Begin, and I suppose with 7 or 8 minutes left, they're more or less beginning here. One dedication for Ida and Jack Fleming in Lisburn. That comes in from Ken, Jackie and baby Zoe, wishing them all a very happy new year. And I think Stevie has a dedication which he would like to do at the moment.
Oh, I certainly have, Noel. I would like to say very much hello to... I think it's Karen McQuaid, who is 9 years old today. So a very happy birthday. Shall we sing her happy birthday?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you, Kira. Oh, well, say nothing more. it comes from all the family, and they would like to hear the record that we play the most on the night shift and also on the graveyard shift. And it also comes in from Kathy McCulley. Eileen McCulley, Catherine, and also Seamus Rooney. And they would like to say a very much a happy birthday to Karen, who is 9 years old today. The record they would like to play, Noel?
Is this one from?
Earth Angel, from New Edition. That someday
just a fool, a fool in love with you.
From New Edition, and the time is just coming up to 11 o'clock. I have with me Junior Walker. Junior?
Well, Noel, getting towards the end here.
Indeed.
I think we're supposed to be closing very, very shortly.
Very, very shortly indeed.
I have one request here in front of me. It's for Sharon, Tracy and Darren, and the request coming from Mum and Dad.
Right. Would you like to say a good night?
Well, good night, Noel. It's a bit like the Waltons, eh?
It's a good night, good night, John. Good night, Dick. Indeed. Final dedication going out to Marie, and I think that's Bernard Bradley in Maharafelt, wishing them a very happy wedding anniversary. And that comes in from all the family. Well, with 1 minute left of the programme, we've had an absolute ball here tonight. It's been a party, and everybody's been in absolutely super form. I suppose what I must do is try and give you some advice. I don't actually know what I can say. All I can say is that...
There is a glimmer of hope.
There is a very, very slight glimmer of hope. We've been in good tune anyway, a better tune than we thought we would be. It's been a very emotional night, and all the DJs and presenters came down to join in the fun. We're going out with a track, which is Goodbye, My Love, from The Searchers. What I can say to you is listen out to Big M. There will be... perhaps a little bit of music throughout the night. We're not quite sure on that, but keep listening. From Junior, from Stevie, from just everybody who's been here tonight, from the management and staff of Big M Radio, and it's from myself, Noel Millsop. I've enjoyed myself. I hope that you have enjoyed yourselves out there. And keep listening. You would never know what might happen. Good night to you, Junior.
And good night to you, Noel, and thanks very much for all your help this evening.
Right, thank you very much. And Ray and Stevie are here. Good night to the both of you as well.
Good night.
We're going out with this one from The Searcher. And as I said to you, keep listening. You would never know what might happen. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Can plainly see.
say goodbye. Goodbye.